tree. Yeah.
Did you ever see a wagon that had two single trees?
Well, we had one. What? Single trees. There's two of them. There's a big board there, and then the single trees were hooked to them, and the tongue went down in between them. Yeah.
Did talking about the wagons, the steel outside of the wagon wheel, what did they call that?
That was the... rim. Yeah. Wagon rim.
What would you usually have to drive the horses with you?
Usually a buggy whip or in a wagon you'd probably have just a handle with a mule whip. There's a handle, short handle, and a long whip. You'd pop it out on like that. But a buggy whip, it was just a long thing, and it had a regular thing to put it in the buggy, a regular thing. You'd just take that out and touch the horse with it.
Talking about that, what'd you call those things
you'd hold in your hand? Lines. Yeah. Say you were riding the horse, would you still call those lines? No, you call them,
things,
these things get out of my mind.
Y'all ever call them reins or anything like
reins,
that?
Reins.
Say riding a horse is the thing you might put your feet in.
Stirrup.
Did you ride horses very much?
Well, I did, but I don't ride anymore. We got some horses over there, but I don't ride them.
Did you ever get thrown anything when you were riding when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bit the dust a lot of times.
Is that usually a pretty good joke to get?
Yeah, it tells you up pretty good. They fixed to have a... You going to be here for the 4th?
I'll probably be here to the 2nd or 3rd.
Well, Saturday night, they're going to have a radio up in Arcadia, and that's really worth seeing. You ought to go to that thing. You ought to go to it. That's really something. It's the first rodeo in the state. Really? Yeah, it's been going since about 20-some odd.
This is pretty big cattle country down here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. They put on a good rodeo up there.
If I'm here Saturday night, I sure won't have anything else.
Yeah, I'm trying to go with that thing. It's real good.
In fact, I noticed signs on some of the restaurants.
Yeah, it's worth seeing.
We're talking about a wagon and things like that. The thing that would run from wheel, the wheels would be hooked on to there?
Wagon axle or buggy axle, either one.
You mentioned using mules and all to plow with. What kind of plows might y'all have?
Well, we had turn plows where you turn the dirt, and we had other cultivators, as you run along, kind of cultivating crops, and plows, and cultivators, plows, mowing machines to mow down the hay, and rakes to break it up. And then hand tools of all kinds, hoes and rakes and stuff of that kind, pitchforks, shovels, all that stuff.
Those harrow plows, what would they use those for?
They used them all in the groves at certain times. They'd go and pry it and turn that dirt over, and then they'd harrow it to keep the grass down, kind of keep the ground cultivated,
So you'd use this in the orange groves?
Yeah, we used them in the orange groves. And of course in the cornfield or any kind of like tomatoes or some vegetables or something like that, of course they'd work out the rows with them, cultivators.
You ask about kind of expression. Say you were